This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Arab English Radio. Once more, I have the honor to be here with you. You're listening to Asma. And here we talk basically some literary stuffs related to Ashura and the Battle of Karbala. Previously, we talked about literature of Ashura. We said that it's got different forms of poetry and prose: elegy, dirge, sermon, lament, and as for prose, we have short stories, novels, and of course, the ziyarats through which we talk to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Well, on preceding sessions, I mainly talked about the thematical subjects of the literary pieces that are involved with the Battle of Karbala and the tragical story behind it. The most prominent of which were pure devotion, reckless loyalty, and most importantly, love, and also a precise account of what happened in the battlefield, of course, behind the tents of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now let's talk about the mission of the poet or the writer as the one who's taking us through this journey. Task is to take us to that exact field through the spiritual wings of imagination to an extent that we as audience no longer feel any barrier, any curtain, any distance. We come to feel as the witness who is going through the same agony, a sort of a spiritual anguish. Will fill our heart, and in that very moment of true love, we feel that this journey is just taking us through the exact same thing that the goal of this story, this tragic story, is. We talked about this very fact right now. We said that it's going to be a spiritual anguish. Our heart is going to be filled with it. The kind of love that is going to be raised in here is the sort of pure love that we feel toward our beloved Imam. We full-heartedly wish that we were with him and accompanied him with every essence of our existence. With that emotional outburst, we start to think and ask questions. If I could have had a chance to pick a side and join the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as the manifestation of truth, would I really say yes? Would it be easy for me to pick the right side and see the light? Well, now, before we answer this question, let's go for a short break. Then we'll be back in a blink of an eye to share our answers. Thank you for listening.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
You're listening to For a Better Life. I asked you a question just right now. I said that, is it going to be easy to pick sides considering the situation that happened in the field of Karbala? The answer is actually very difficult. It's always easier said than done. That's why we have to keep our hearts pure and never let the corruption to get into the core of our heart. To have a strong connection with Allah, the only Almighty of the world, and the one who created us, sent us down to the world, fed us with his kindness, and helped us to survive all the difficulties and bloom like a flower through years. So just like Imam Hussein alayhi salam puts it in a poem he murmured at the night of Ashura, and I'm going to read it right now for you. It says, O life, how many friends have you in the morning that you leave them dead in the evening? The alternatives would never satisfy you. Every living being has got a path to take. So close is everyone's time to leave. And everything is up to God. Only He remains forever. So as you can see in here, it has been mentioned that life is very short and temporary, and everyone has got a journey. And once that journey is finished, we have to leave. And the time of departure is usually very close to us. It's not just like you're going to leave forever and we are not immortals. As I just said, there is an inevitable truth, and it's the death. Everyone will die sooner or later. The only thing that gives a value to our death is the cause that we have lived for. So if we recognize the delicate string between haq and batil, so to speak, the good and evil, in every aspect of our life, we try to pick the right. Only in this case we could claim that we might see the light even in the darkest hours, and we could be considered as the army to our hidden Imam, just like the army of his grandfather, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, this is not an easy task. Just as I mentioned right in here, through this poem and the entire sessions that we're having in this part of For a Better Life, it's going to be a difficult and I shall call it a drudgery, a difficult task and a drudgery. It would be for one to keep their heart pure. But that is the aim of our living, the aim of our existence, why we are living in this world, why we are going through this much of difficulties. It's just because we have to elevate ourselves. It's because we have to get closer to the sublime, to have a link with it, to never forget that this life is very short. Whatever happens to us is temporary, and nothing is going to last forever. It's not very easy to say that the people who picked the wrong side in the Battle of Karbala were all blind, or they did not see the truth in front of them. Perhaps some of them saw the truth, but they couldn't admit it. They could not confess the truth. Because, you know, to see the truth, to recognize it is something, and to claim it in a crowd is another totally different story. So the only thing that we could do in order to just help ourselves know that we are going to stay firmly according to what we believe, what we have faith in, is the fact that we should practice. There must be so much of practice in all parts of our life in which we have to just recognize the truth. We have to keep our heart pure and go exactly according to our faith. And, you know, it's just like our soul is just like a tree. We have to water it with our faith, with that link and connection that we keep pure with Allah, and to always have this sight in our heart that the curtains will never stay forever like this. One day they're going to fall down and everything is going to be clear. And in that very exact time when the curtains fall, the ones who have done their best to stay pure and loyal are going to be the winners of the whole story of life, and they're going to be the hero of their stories. It's not easy to say that, yes, for sure, I would have picked the right side with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's not just like that. It's not so easy. We have to practice so much. We have to maintain the purity of our heart. We have to give a special shape to our soul and help it grow and get closer to the sublime that is Allah the Almighty. I hope you enjoyed today's session. And until another program for a better life, I bid you farewell. May Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of pine.